Well, what do we have here? Long way from home, aren't you? Up here, sweet thing. That's right. Meet my gaze. It's rude to avoid eye contact. And first impressions are everything, aren't they? Your box of light may have gone dead, but you can still see the red of my eyes, can you not? Beckoning you, calling you in. That's a good boy. Well, as good as a filthy trespasser can be, that is. Who? Not what? And I am known by many names. Some call me Mothman. Others may know me by Owlman, Sandhill Crane, Heron, Shitepoke, Garuda. I've lost track over the years. None have come close to my true name. You humans and your filthy need to label and define the undefined. And I can certainly tell you I am no Mothman. I am a woman. Please don't kill you. That's all you have to say. Oh, don't worry, sweet morsel. I won't. Rest assured on that. A treasure like you deserves to be savored and enjoyed. My, you're a cute, sweet, succulent little thing up close, aren't you? Pretty little man thing, pretending at being a big, bad, scary hunter. You weren't hunting me. Then what do you call you and your foul-smelling friends traipsing all through my territory for the past week? With your noisy, blinding magic and thoughtless disturbance of nature. Seeking me out with your little picture boxes and captured sunlight. It's fucking rude is what it is. Well, now that you've found me, little one, what now? Am I all that you imagined? I dearly hope I haven't disappointed in your quest for Mothman. Better to look at, am I? Darling, flattery will get you everywhere. And I tell you what, if you think you can have a calm and civil conversation, I'll allow you to stand, and I'll even give you back your fancy magic. But the slightest indication of subterfuge or foul play, I guarantee you won't like what'll happen next. Yes, ma'am. So you do have manners after all. That's a good boy. There you go. Now you can see once more. Take it all in. I'll give you a moment to appreciate all of my splendor. Beautiful, huh? Well, I don't know about all of that. I suppose I do follow most conventional human standards in beauty. My hourglass figure. Ripe, full breasts. Barely held in place by my simple robes. Wide birthing hips and long, gorgeous legs. My beautiful spanning wings and fluffy antenna. They quite complement my soft, downy fur and smooth skin, completely bare to your eyes. Well, I suppose a few of those things aren't exactly human. But yes, I suppose I agree with your statement. I am indeed fucking beautiful. And you, I admit, you're not so bad yourself, lovely. It's the reason I decided to show myself to you alone. With your scrumptious physique and alluring smile and your scent, you have something the others lack, don't you? Yes, your gorgeous fucking scent. It's ambrosial. Not at all like your clumsy, idiotic friends. And I must admit, some male company for once would be wonderful. It's lonely being me, you know? See, my fledglings have all grown up, left their mother's safe and protective hearth. They roam and live their own lives. Far away from my warm embrace. I miss them so. But now that my nest is empty, it affords me some much-needed me time. For instance, I haven't truly had a mate in centuries. It's been much too long since I've last felt the exquisite fullness of a throbbing cock inside of me. My, my. How cute you look when flustered. I could just eat you up. Perhaps I will, if you beg me sweetly. Shh, shh, shh. Oh, shush. I'm not going to hurt you. I just couldn't help myself. Your gorgeous broad chest was just begging for me to run my gentle clawed fingers down its front. I can be gentle. You sure are sensitive, aren't you? Only a little? Well then, if it's only a little then, surely you could handle me wrapping my arms around you? Forcing you to look me in my eyes. Pulling you closer towards me. So close, my breasts squish pleasantly against your frame. Close enough I can practically taste your eager lips. Yes. By now, my pheromones must be getting to you. But just in case you don't understand why you're here, I want you. And I aim to make you mine. And I promise you'll love every bit of it. You're my prey, and I think you love it. It's really only fair after you've been hunting after me. Wouldn't you agree? Such sweet tasting moans. I want more. And I think I know the best way. It starts with binding your wrists easily with a single hand, pulling them taut and firm above your head, pinning you between my soft body and rough bark, taking away your power, making you all the more weak to my advances. Feel free to fidget and squirm all you want, human. Like I said, you're mine. My, what a cute whimper. I take it your neck is sensitive. I'll bet it tingles when I press my soft lips against it like this. Or especially when I run my long, hot, wet, velvety tongue across your clavicle like this. Or maybe when I kiss you just beneath your lovely little jaw. So I can feel your moans and whimpers rumble beneath your skin. Fuck, I'm getting worked up myself. You too. Silly thing. You don't need to agree. I am very aware of the rigidity of your shaft bobbing against my thigh. It's begging for my attention. Stay still and don't move. Be a good boy. is quite the beautiful and virile cock. You're the perfect size. Oh, it's dripping with so much pre-cum. My, my. What an excited, slutty boy. Aww. Are you sensitive? Is my warm, teasing hand too much for you to handle? Should I perhaps stop? Should I not slip over your engorged head, spreading your stickiness across your shaft and running across the underside of your head? Oh, should I not fondle these full balls, begging to unload inside of me? Gently knead them and tug at them as I milk you firmly. Making you buck your hips and gasp. Oh, a slutty boy indeed. My slutty boy. You realize that, right? You're mine now. You belong to me. My property to do with as I please. Yes, goddess. Good boy. You know, since you're being such a good boy, I think you deserve a reward. Besides me stroking your aching cock, I mean. How would you like to suck on my soft breasts? Suckle on my nipples while I stroke you, silly. Does that sound like a good reward, my little pet? My. Sometimes I forget how big these things are until I focus on them. They were already practically pouring out of my dress. I admit, they make flight a little challenging, but I'd argue they're worth it. What do you think? Sweetheart. I mean, they are quite heavy. So soft and bouncy. My gorgeous swollen nipples begging for your mouth and tongue. Yes, you seem very enamored with them. You're so needy. You just can't take your eyes off of them. Especially when I jiggle them in your face like so. All right. Go ahead. You heard me. Go on. Latch for your goddess. Worship them. Make me feel desired. Fuck. That feels wonderful. Oh, you look quite taken, pretty thing. You're making your moth goddess so very proud. And fuck, you are so good at that. Your lovely moans against my softness as I pin your body into place, teasing your head, utterly delicious. That's a good boy. You're doing so well for me. I may just have to keep you after all. I could move you into my cave, take my pleasure from you whenever I want. My gorgeous little house husband pet, keeping my space protected and tiny, ready to greet me with that thick cock whenever I come back to roost. Oh, yes. That sounds like heaven. You agree, don't you? But first, I must know what it's like to take that gorgeous dick of yours for a ride before making such a commitment. You understand, right? You aren't even listening, are you, silly boy? You're so tense. Don't tell me you were seconds away from spilling this special seed. Neil. You are not allowed to come until I allow you to. Have I made myself clear, pet? That's my good boy. Now lay down upon the forest floor. Yes, right here. Go on, you'll survive. I promise. Your scent. I must admit, I am well and truly taken by it. Allow me to spread my wings. Wrap them around us to preserve body warmth and afford us privacy. Still as hard as ever, and you're even leaking more of this precious silvery fluid. Fuck. Oh, I can't take it anymore. You're driving me fucking crazy. I need this. I need it. And you're going to give me it. All I have to do is hike up my dress and... Oh my, I'm so damn full. Fuck, feeling you part the lips of my sex, pushing in so fucking deep. Oh, I can barely handle you. No, stop. No moving, pet. I set the pace. You stay still and allow me to make myself feel good. Just rocking my hips elicits such deep pleasure. Can you touch my breasts? I suppose if you need something to do with... your hands. Yes. Mold them to your fingers. Smother them with your palms as you squeeze and tweak my nipples. You're being such a good boy for me. I can't remember the last time I felt such... indescribable pleasure. No, move your hips. Buck up into me. Yes, I'm giving you permission now. Use your knees and pound into me. Oh, that's right. Thank your goddess for allowing you such pleasure. Fuck. You are such a cute little morsel. I can't wait to force you into filling me with your molten seed. That's right. None of that pull-out bullshit or Plan B type nonsense. You're going to come deep inside me and continue doing so until you breed another dozen nestlings into me. You're gonna flood my womb and bestow life upon me. In return, I'll take you as a mate. And, we will rule this fucking forest. Okay. Perhaps that's a bit much, but please, all I ask is you unload these balls deep inside of me. Oh, no. I demand it. Besides, don't I feel good enough to come inside? Don't you want to? Then do it. I can feel your hands sinking sharply into my hips. I know you're fighting your descent tooth and nail. Let go for me. Release into me. Give me all your sticky essence right now. Come inside of me. Yes. Well, that was certainly something. I can feel you threatening to ooze out of me. You aren't going anywhere. The longer you're inside of me, the better the chance it'll take. I am going to cockworm you, pet. Then I shall take you to my cave. I have so many interesting trinkets to show you I've been collecting for millennia. Why do you laugh? Not at all how you pictured. Well, I tried to tell you so from the start. And let's say you're not as I imagined humans to be. Now, steady yourself. I shall carry you to my cave. I am the one with wings, after all.